Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two. Max Keiser coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up, but I've been doing this more and more lately because we have such a giant audience, most people never been able to get through. First-time callers in this hour, free-for-all in the next hour when we take calls for Max Keiser. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. First-time callers. Would you like to comment on all these mainstream news articles where they say we need environmental fascism? Our goal is to deindustrialize and kill 90% of you. I mean, just all mainstream news, how they want to kill you. I mean, you can't. The stuff I covered yesterday where open world government is being announced by the IMF, World Bank, and UN. Global VAT taxes, national VAT taxes to destroy industrial development. The government cuts taxes, they get more money in because the economy speeds up. The government lying and saying we're not even in a recession for 15 months since June of last year. I mean, everything is wonderful according to these people when all the real economic numbers show we're in a depression. Colin Powell, we have a clip of him coming up. He says, hey, legalize, you know, the illegal aliens. That'll fix America. Yeah. All the free anchor babies, all the free health care, all the welfare on top of it. And this lie that Americans are scum, whether they're Hispanic, black, white, or Asian, and they don't want to work. No, there's guilds of illegals that are supplemented by welfare and that basically undercut everybody else. And I'm not saying all the illegals are bad people themselves. The Ford Foundation, though, and others are there to fill them full of hatred of this country for the North American Union to be set up. So that's coming up. And also, Paul Watson's got another big report going up at PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes that I'll be covering later in the hour. Because I saw this report at about 6 a.m. this morning from CNBC. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. And that connected into all the past history of banning barter, of banning local sales, of banning garage sales, of controlling every facet of our lives. And this is the total control grid, and it ties into the eugenics, the environmental slave system, the neo-feudalism, the modern slavery, the modern serfdoms. We've got a detailed report that boils all of this down. I'm going to be getting to that as well. Plus, they're pulling everything out to go after Christine O'Donnell. And I'm not saying she's perfect. I said last week, I don't know her from Adam. But when you've got Karl Rove coming out against her for taking 20 years to pay back her student loans and calling it dishonest and evil, when large portions of the Congress and the last two White Houses don't even pay taxes, and you've got the Republican machine against her along with the Democrats, you know something's going on. Well, it turns out over a decade ago, she was in a talk, said that she dabbled in witchcraft in high school. Well, I mean, for 30 years, half the shows on TV are about girls being witches and magic charms, and you go to the store and in the girls section, and it's got to be half of it is about that. I mean, the TV shows, the cartoons. The point is, she's a Christian now. So now we have modern witch burnings in Delaware. I mean, you got to burn her at the stake. So kind of like when they said Rand Paul had kidnapped a woman and made her use drugs. And he said, well, I'm going to probably have to sue you. And she goes, okay, it was a party, a whole bunch of people from the fraternity. Nobody kidnapped me. Nobody kidnapped me. There were some people joking around about water Buddha at a fraternity prank. Boom. Not true. Rand Paul's not a doctor. Not true. That's been proven to be a lie. Rand Paul has races at his tea parties. That was staged by the Democrats on record. Rand Paul says get rid of the Civil Rights Act. Totally not true. But this is what they do. I mean, next they'll say that she's a Martian. But if you're a real Luciferian at Bohemian Grove involved with gay porn stars, and if you're Henry Kissinger dressed up like a woman, all admitted, that is of the Lord, that is Christian, that is rock rib conservative. But when you were a teenager, you admit you dabbled in Bewitched or whatever, well, that's it for you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone call. Stay with us.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls and a blitz of news ahead of Max Keiser in T-minus 52 minutes. But I wanted to talk about some of the political races coming up. The mainstream media is getting more and more discredited. In national polls, about 22% still trust the mainstream media. It's about 24% trust the government in any way. Depending on what poll you look at, it's right around that low 20s. And you see those numbers all the time. And you can look it up for yourself if you want to pull it up. But at the greatest time in modern U.S. history, at the greatest numbers, people do not trust the mainstream media and the government. And it's because people have learned their tricks, and they may not know all the subtle details, but they know overall they're being bamboozled, they're being scammed, that there's a tyrannical, oppressive, out-of-control, blood-sucking, parasitical agenda going on. But I've been hearing the last 6 months, oh, the GOP is going to get tied to the Tea Parties, and that's going to bring them down. The GOP is going to lose. The GOP is not going to win any seats because the Tea Parties are so radical. And I even see Karl Rove saying that. And I even see neocons on Fox putting out this talking point because the old line Republican Party is threatened by this. And they can't do what they did in 94 and put a person like Newt Gingrich, Mr. Global Carbon Taxes, Mr. New World Order in. They're not going to be able to get away with that. Boehner is not perfect, but he is certainly no Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. So they're going after Boehner, saying he's an elitist because he plays golf when he came from a family of what? was it eight kids and was it was a janitor putting his way through college? The issue here is that in almost every race, and I've got the spreadsheets, you can pull these up. I even heard Limbaugh talking about it Friday. The point is, Democrats who are anti-government-run health care, anti-Obama, they're the only ones still winning in the primaries. And establishment Democrats are losing in the primaries, like Specter and, you know, the laundry list out there. And it's the same thing for Republicans. Whether it's Delaware or Kentucky or Utah or Oklahoma places like Colorado, it doesn't matter. The establishment is in deep trouble, and they know it. So the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership are teamed up right now in the rhetoric, and they're creating this self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, the Tea Parties are evil. Oh, the Tea Parties can't win. And the New York Times came out Sunday and said the White House plans to target Tea Parties. And they're going to tie the Republicans to it and try to defeat them. The White House demanded they retract the article. They've now changed it because they know that's a losing strategy. So the good news here is we've never had a political realignment as big as it is right now since the beginning of this country. And there's no spinning it. There's no getting rid of it. There's no just making the Tea Parties Republicanoid, rhino. It's not going to work. Okay. People know. People know world government's real. They know that the UN is corrupt. They know these wars are a fraud. They know Homeland Security is for the American people. They know. They know. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The globalists can do whatever they want. They're in deep trouble. They cannot reverse this, minus massive stage terror attacks. And we've been exposing that, and so we're taking that tool out of their arsenal. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Dave in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I got two things real quick. You couldn't have set me up better. There was a vaccination video that came out on today's show. It's called Vaccinations 101. And, of course, it got my attention because it was an Orwellian thing going with the Room 101. Okay? And there's a real witch out there, and they use neuro-linguistic programming in these things that's supposed to look like like people are actually calling into the show. They're not. You're all set up contrived questions. And this particular video is so obvious that what they're doing is setting things up. And the more I looked at it, the more I was able to decrypt their hand signals and their words and their numbers.
No, they're a gang. It's all gang slide, gang sign. It's like East Side Vato, down with it. But it's the globalist Skull and Bones gang sign.
Yes, and she even makes reference, obviously with the title 101, but she puts her hands up to her face one in the video, just like in the Room 101, in the movie where the two rats are in front of the face, and she's talking about when this person goes to college, how the germs will be in her face, and she needs protection, and she puts up the peace sign with her left hand. That's a va. That's a six. That's like everything she is saying is garbage, and it's a signal to each other, and it's a signal that they're insiders, and I've decrypted the whole thing, and there's even 666 things that they put in these things.
I hear you. Listen, they had famous Democratic debates in 96 where they projected a devil and upside down stars. I mean, all of this means something to these people. Let's go ahead and take another call. But speaking of vaccines, here's KSL-TV out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And it says, last year's pandemic influenza made a lot of people sick, but many kids got really sick. New research released Sunday by the University of Utah shows H1N1 virus apparently triggered a high rate of neurological complications in children, including convulsions. Including convulsions. Now, what did Britain have to admit? Suspending shots for under fives, a tenfold increase in convulsions and other neurological disorders. They're designed to do it. But they're just brazenly out on the air saying mercury is good for your children. They're brazenly out saying lead in Chinese toys is good. Melamine isn't bad for children, even though it makes their kidneys fail. We're taking the dead troops' insurance money. It's good. Core exit's good for you. Asbestos is good for you. they're just throwing it all in your face. Lisa in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been investing in silver for a while, but it isn't sort of the silver coinage. It's the sort of thing that your grandmother would hand down to you, like silver cutlery and candlesticks.
Yep.
Is that something that's okay to continue, or is it only...
It's only quadrupled in value in the last 8 years. I mean, it was on average calculated into the cost about $5 an ounce. Then they would add the craftsmanship cost and was it a collector's item? And so that would increase the value depending on the piece. But sure, your silver cutlery is valued roughly four times what it was 8 years ago. So, I mean, was that a good investment for you? Of course
well,
it was.
I hope so. If things get really, really hard, would it be something that would be easy to get rid of?
Or? Well, here's the problem. It's not as good as silver coins because those are a mode of exchange. There's a bigger market for them. And because we're in a depressed economy, you might not get four times what you originally bought for it if it was 8 years ago or before, just because people don't have the money to buy it. But you're probably going to get a lot more than what you originally paid. So, yes, I mean, real, tangible. I mean, what do governments have? What do elites have? When they were chasing down the Nazis, what'd they have? Diamonds, gold, silver, art. Expensive silver and gold cutlery. That's called booty, valuables. And that's what's really got value. That's what the globalists obsess on because it's real.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yes, excellent investment if you did it 8 years ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Hunt. Who's up next? Okay, Alex in California.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the airport body scanners. I want to remind people that they have an option. They have a choice. They have to say, I opt out, because you are not required by law to submit to the body scanners at airport, and apparently the TSA workers are trained to give you a pat down if you just say, I opt out.
So they were trying to force you to take the naked body scan.
Yeah, and they'll pressure you to go
Let me stop you. Let me stop you. They admit it gives 20 to 50 times the radiation of what they previously said. They admit they're storing the naked images and they lied. And the 4 months ago in the Chicago Tribune, the head of the TSA said, we do plan to make this mandatory. And the first place they admitted it was 2 months ago in El Paso, Texas. Everyone is forced through El Paso Times. You must say no. So they tried to force you through the naked body scanner at what airport?
Well, I haven't. It's actually basically in Chicago O'Hare. But you have to say, all you got to say is, I opt out. And apparently this is a word that they've been instructed to just go ahead and give you the pat down, and they won't bother you and force you to go through the body scanner.
But was I misunderstanding, as I got from what you were saying, your phone's a bit muffled, that they tried to still talk you into it, like, we don't have somebody trained for a pat down to go through this?
I didn't understand me, if you are about to go through in the security line and you say, I opt out, they will be forced to give you a pat down instead of making you go through the body.
Yes,
scanner.
Sir. Yes, sir. But they're trying to phase that out. So more of us need to say no. And they're under such pressure over these that now they're claiming they're going to add a computer program to it that puts a cartoon image over you so they don't see your naked body, but that's a lie as well. They are saving the images. And they're going in mobile vans. I mean, think about the magnitude of this. Forbes admits 500 vans were purchased. We're now confirming they're roving all over the country. They drive by, they stop at each house, and look right through your walls, not just violating your Fourth Amendment, but bathing you in super high-powered radiation. I mean, can you believe that? I mean,
yeah,
this is beyond 1984.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I just want to remind people, just say, I opt out, and we will overwhelm the system. If
God bless you. God bless you, Alex. Well said. The spirit of resistance is victory. Woody, Nathan, Kelvin, and many others. And then a big news blitz coming up. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
All right, let's go straight back to your calls. Woody in Seattle, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you, my awakening happened about 2 years ago when I started listening to your show, and I started doing my own research, and I found a lot of what you had to say to be the gospel. And I want to thank you for your courage. The reason I'm calling is you were talking this morning about the scientific dictatorship that we're living in today. I studied President Eisenhower, And his farewell address to the nation, most people just remember the quote about the military-industrial complex. But he also talks about a scientific technological elite that was merging with that to create public policy and to take over the universities.
Well, yeah, no, that was an exact quote you just gave. And that quote's actually in our eugenics film that we're working on, yes.
Yeah, so I really believe that the Kennedy assassination was the linchpin for the loss of our country with regards to our political system.
I agree with you.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well said, Woody. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? This is great. I'm a first-time caller. I'm really great. Have great appreciation for you taking the time out to take my call.
Are you bet? I mean, I love being here talking to people that love freedom. Go ahead.
The other caller mentioned about opting out of those body scanners. I thought to myself, why not just write a letter to those in control and say, can I opt out of your system? That's what I'd really like to do.
Well, that's why we have to expose that the terrorism is staged in almost every case. They're doing this to set up the control system for us, and that's now admitted. Homeland Security is for the American people, period. It was never for CIA-funded cave dwellers.
Yeah, and I was watching the Obama thing today, his speech, and he, it's this whole illusion of trying to reach out to the common man and pretend that they have a connection, when in reality all they've done is they've taken these things that mean something to us. You know, I always tell people it's like you got a knife in your kitchen drawer. Well, yeah, it's great for working in the kitchen, but as soon as you turn around and stick that in somebody's face, it becomes a weapon. And basically, the whole system's been designed that way, you know, whether you look at the materialism, commercialism, you got the religion, you know, with the 501c3s, the politics, everybody's just basically in this big dragnet getting sucked under.
Getting sucked under. I appreciate your call. Really good points, Nathan. And that's what it comes down to, is that there's counterfeits of everything good. And that's how the system controls things. And they are predatory. They are ruthless. It's stated. Let's go ahead and talk to Calvin in Maryland. Calvin, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's Calvin. I hope things are going well. I have a couple of questions. A first-time caller. One is, I like to reach the churches and the leaders. When I woke up, it was more of a personal interest trying to, debunk the things that I thought. I was like, there's no way that this could be happening, especially when over 70% of Americans are Christian. I was like, there's no way that something like this could form. And the more and more I dug into it, you know, I kept coming across this Alex Jones guy. I'm like, who is this guy? And what he's saying has got to be crazy. There's no way it could be true. And the more I looked into it, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't find it false.
Well, and, Calvin, that's one reason this radio show and the films and the news websites are so successful. Over 90% of the time, it's not even my opinion, I am covering what is admittedly going on, and I just put the info out for people to decide for themselves if that's a good thing or not, and I put it in a historical context, and that's why we're reaching so many people, because the system is so crazy. It's a group of lunatic control freaks running things, and they've tried to train us they're doing it for our own good. They're not doing it for our own good.
And I agree, and I'm having a heart. And my thing is, I like to help, you know, get this out to people. But I know, like, for me, you know, I want to find truth. That was what I want to find. And, you don't always get the answer you want to get when you seek truth. But when you go to churches and, I guess the best way is, I was looking at, you guys have a bulk buy for your end game, and I know you said before, like, for the sheriffs and stuff like that, you should go to, the Don't Tread on Me videos if you
could. Yes, you need to educate the sheriffs, the county commissioners, but also your churches. But it's important to go to the churches and say, are you part of the clergy response teams? Are you part of the government now? And because if your preacher's telling you submit to big government, worship government, you better believe they're a government agent. They're not a preacher. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anything else, Calvin?
No, that was. I just wanted to make sure that I can reach the leaders to get the word out.
Sir, you can buy one copy of my video and make copies and give it to everyone you want. I mean, you get out there and take action. Great job. All right, James, West, John, and others, your calls coming up in a big news blitz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to rapid fire through 5 or 6 more calls. Then I'm going to get into this headline. Government prepares to seize paychecks as status cancer explodes, up at PrisonPlanet.com. And our report details the full spectrum of what's happening. CNBC has a headline, UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. This is the total nanny state. In the U.S., the feds want you to have a license to even have a garden that you eat out of. I mean, it's just total Soviet-level control. In fact, it's past that. So that is all coming up. And I also want to get into some video clips of Colin Powell saying, yeah, let's just get rid of the borders. Let's just legalize the illegals. You know, America's dying. We don't have kids anymore. So we've got to open the borders up to nationalistic groups from all over the planet who the government then hypes up against the country. And they want to convert the military almost entirely to foreigners. I mean, that's all in here. I mean, do you see what's happening? Do you know in Europe and England they're ruled by foreigners they bring in to dominate them? I tell you, they got this figured out, folks. Let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Was raised in Indiana around a bunch of Vietnam vets. They say, don't trust Big Brother. Don't trust the government. They're out to get you. But they never said why. Thanks to your show, opening my eyes, opening everybody's eyes, I thank you. I now know what they're talking about.
Well, but I'm not opening your eyes. I'm just, like, poking you in the arm and saying, hey, buddy, you might wake up and open your own eyes and look around you. But the biggest thing I'm here to push is people need to really realize how deep we've gotten into this. I mean, it's bonker land crazy. Go ahead.
I was just at Walmart. They even had a stand set up there for people to have flu vaccinations right in the middle of the store by the checkout lanes. I just chuckled as I walked by.
Well, they had record numbers of people not take the shots last year, so now they're trying to make it mandatory for medical workers outside of law, and they're just trying to put it everywhere like it's buying a bottle of bottled water. They're making it ubiquitous.
That's crazy. I just watched your Endgame last night. Great flick. Also, your Obama deception, a lot of info there. But I'd like to know a little bit more about that Georgia stone.
Pardon me, sir?
The Georgia
Guidestones?
Yes, sir. I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Well, my film Endgame covers it. The Rosicrucians, that are an occultic pro-UN group, have a trust and bought the property decades ago, and they built these giant guidestones like Stonehenge that call for world government and reducing the world population to 500 million. We cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. James, I appreciate your call. Wes in Utah, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Wes. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Good to be here. Gosh, I don't know where to start here. You know, you have really helped open my eyes as well. First off, I'm just surprised that KSL TV would actually make a story like that or look at it out in the open about the vaccines. My wife is a nurse, and she's kind of been reluctant in, you know, accepting what you've been reporting. And I know it's all legit, but when she did not take that H1N1 shot, simply because I guess she was suspicious of the FDA being so quick to approve it.
And now the British Medical Journal and the EU Commission have come out and admitted that it was a fraud, that it was dangerous, and that it was payoffs. What can't she understand about hundreds of vaccines they're trying to make mandatory because drug makers are lobbying government to do it? I mean, what do we not know about other drugs being dangerous that they knowingly get approved or they prescribe to children, like psychotropics and other things? They know Adderall and Ritalin are causing heart attacks in children. I mean, they know all of this. And, I mean, your wife can read the insert, can't she? She knows that almost every year the flu shot doesn't even get it right to mirror whatever that year's mutation of the flu is. I mean, doesn't she understand that the White House science czar admits that they have a plan to put poisons in vaccines to dumb people down and sterilize them? I mean, can you take her to Infowars.com with direct links to literally hundreds of articles we've written in the last decade, directly to the Rockefeller Foundation and others admitting they developed these vaccines? The vaccines aren't what you're told they're for. That's the issue. It's not, we don't believe vaccines couldn't be good. We don't believe there isn't something to the science of artificial immunity being acquired. It's that the people running things are a bunch of psychopaths.
Well, you know, Alex, she is listening right now in the other room. but, you know, I think she is coming around here. She's watched your movies. I've purchased Endgame and, you know, the Obama deception. She
Thank
has
you.
Watched some of these films, and she is coming around here. Another thing that was interesting, just last week I was furious. She was traveling in Las Vegas, and they just kind of randomly kind of selected her. She didn't have to go through a naked body scanner or anything, but they kind of harassed her. They had a Department of Homeland Enslavement guard put their hands, run their hands along her pants. And then after she gets through security, she buys a drink, a soft drink, and then one of those people come up to her and demand to test her drink. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's harassment. I was just so angry about that.
Let me break this down to your wife and you. It's dog training. They admit it. Governor Ridge said 7 years ago as the head of Homeland Security that they would have naked body scanners, not just at airports, but at train stops, bus stops, then shopping malls, then public schools. They always, take your shoes off, take your belt off, answer questions, go through a naked body scanner, make women, you know, who've pumped to feed their babies drink their own breast milk. That's happened. They now squeeze women's body parts as enhanced pat-down. All of this is to train you to have government get in your comfort zone. Bill Clinton signed an executive order to take blood forcibly to get driver's license. Now government's proposing it. They put this stuff in place, but don't implement it right away. See, so that's the issue. The average TSA worker is just somebody, you know, wanting $15 an hour or whatever they get paid. They're on average not really bad people. Some of them are control freaks and, you know, go crazy and announce their God at the airport and get arrested, or make fun of their staff being put to the scanners and getting fist fights, or tell women, I'll put you in jail if you don't become my sex slave. I mean, there are some of them that are control freaks that get into that line of work, but most of them are just citizens like us. And they're given the false reason they're doing this. But the main reason it's being done is to train you to have people get in your comfort zone. When I was flying around the country with Jesse Ventura, 2 weeks ago, he has a artificial hip. And every time, and I watched Jesse and others be put through, mainly older folks, and they would pat them, they would squeeze them, they would violate them. And Jesse says he hates it more each time because it's an act of humiliation. And he said, you know, America's like East Germany. And he was griping, saying, this is Nazi Germany. I'm sick of this. And it's all about them lining you up. I mean, look at the public schools. Drug dogs searching your bags. Thumb scanning to get your school lunch. Writing dossiers on your parents. I mean, this goes on in school now as part of the school curriculum. It's all done on computers now, so it's being filed with the government. This is all about reengineering society, and we have all the proof. It's so diabolical. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's why I say I do anything I can right now to keep my son in private school. We're a two-income family here, and anyway, but my wife and I are just making sacrifices to keep my son in private school. He's 10 years old now and very bright, and they are really big on the Constitution and property rights.
And that's why they want to wreck the society so that you can't escape, and your child will be taught how to use drugs, will be taught how to take Gardasil. They don't want to force it on boys. I mean, the Gardasil shot admits it doesn't even protect you from papilloma, but they don't care. I mean, that's what's so insane. God bless you, Wes. I appreciate your call. John, Todd, many others. I'm going to get to you, but I've got to start news blitzing now. Let me go over this report. And for those that think we're making this up, here's MSNBC. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. The UK's tax collection agency is putting forth a proposal that all employers send employee paychecks to the government, after which the government would deduct what it deems as the appropriate tax and pay the employers by bank transfer. The proposal by Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs stresses the need for employers to provide real-time information to the government so it can monitor all payments and make better assessment of whether the correct tax is being made. Gotta have a license to have a garden. They've got that legislation in Congress. You're guilty until proven innocent. They're coming in with taxes and regulation and inspectors for swap meets and for bazaars and for garage sales. It's about total surveillance of everything you do. So Paul Watson put together a report. And actually, guys, when we printed this, it only printed the front page. So can you print me the full article, or I guess I can read it off screen, actually, since it's kind of hard because it's across the room. This is a prisonplanet.com detailed report. Government prepares to seize paychecks as status cancer explodes. And Finland does things similar to this. The government controls your bank account. Everything must be done digitally, and this is how they fully control the system. Forget big government. The same elite policies caused the financial collapse are now ready to launch the next phase of their fascist takeover of the economy. And then they can also track everything you're doing. They already know your customer, track your bank account in live time. By forcing businesses to send employee paychecks straight to the government, who would then deduct the appropriate tax before the employee receives their wage as the status cancer of collectivism grows. They just raised the VAT tax on top of their income tax over there. The proposal represents another hammer blow to financial privacy as the establishment moves towards a total cashless society where every transaction is tracked, traced, and controlled by the authorities. The UK's tax collection agency is putting forth a proposal that all employees send employee paychecks to the government, after which the government would deduct what it deems as the appropriate tax payment for the employee bank transfer. And of course, CNBC doesn't call this a police state. It's wonderful. the system would be run by the same organization, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, that has become notorious for its botched handling of data and incorrect tax calculations. They're always higher. It's not incorrect. Which have forced people to spend months and even years trying to claim back unfairly claimed money seized by the tax man. But this story is about as far more than the threat of mere bureaucracy or bumbling incompetence. This is about the system exploiting the economic crisis it caused as a pretext to completely dominate and control our lives. This is about the state handing itself the power to arbitrarily raise taxes to a new level, any level it desires, and then automatically seize the money with no chance of redress or petition on behalf of the taxpayer. See, it's about not even giving you the choice. It's about you're a criminal, you're guilty, your check goes to the government, and then you're lucky if you get anything. Then they raise the taxes till you go bankrupt. Then you go on the dole. Now you're under government eugenics health care. Now they can phase you out with the death panels. And they can tell the government workers or people on government contracts, kill granny, you get 10 jobs. This is the post-industrial deindustrialization system openly announced by the White House, Stein, Czar, and others. This is the global plan. This is what I have coined the term social cannibalism. What do you think Mao did, killing 80-plus million people? The Chinese government states, our government 64 mil, they say. Whatever. The point is, this is what they do. This is their system. But this story is about far more than the threat of mere bureaucracy or bumbling incompetence. This is about the system exploiting the economic crisis it caused as a pretext to completely dominate and control our lives. This is about the state handing itself the power to arbitrarily raise taxes at any level it desires and then automatically seize the money with no chance of redress or petition on behalf of the taxpayer. And it's about a cashless society. Look, the government has said in the near future you will face scan, and they now are going in everywhere. It scans you from 8 to 10 feet with a laser. You don't even have to, you know, stop for it to scan your eyes. And if you haven't paid taxes, they're saying you won't be allowed to use your card or buy or sell. And we've already got banks harassing patriots and conservatives and libertarians for their purchases and what they're doing. This is a total nightmare grid. We have to respond by going more and more to a barter economy so these criminals can't have their way with us. Again, slave masters keep the slaves dependent. This is real. This is happening. This will happen here in the U.S. This is a worldwide plan. England's always the beta test. Allied to the proposal will be a new program that will force middle-class families to take government lie detector tests. That's a quote. Which are notoriously unreliable and inadmissible in court, part of an intrusive tax investigations into their financial affairs. So now the government's going to come out with a mobile lie detector test, not when you're charged, but preemptively, worse than 1984. And now 500 mobile vans blasting your house with high-powered radiation in the U.S. They lie about everything. They're just completely and totally criminal. And for some reason, this is malfunctioning. And it just double-printed the article. So I'm going to go to the article itself. I'm not the best news reader reading from a distance, but I'll be able to do this. Let me go ahead and continue here. Allied to the proposal will be a new program that will force middle-class families to take government lie detector tests, which are notoriously unreliable and inadmissible in court as part of intrusive tax investigations into their financial affairs. Prime Minister David Cameron and his sidekick Nick Clegg's promise to deconstruct the Big Brother state in Britain has proven to be completely fraudulent. This is Big Brother on steroids, and it mimics a myriad of other programs on both sides of the pond that are being enforced as part of the same move towards total regulation and control over every aspect of our existence. We have to gauge how to properly shut down the economy. And if you've got a black market economy to survive, you're not totally under their control. So they've got to remove that. You can't have the rats finding a little piece of cheese here and there. Now let's continue. Local tax authorities such as Pennsylvania telling residents, we know where you live, and threatening to use satellite imaging technology to track them down for claiming back taxes. Remember that? So-called smart meters being introduced by law to allow utility companies and the government to regulate energy consumption remotely. First they lied and said they wouldn't do it. Now they admit they're doing it remotely. Government plans to dictate what kind of household appliances people are allowed to own and what kind of light bulbs they can use. fees and restrictions on garage sales and any kind of independent, local, community-driven economic activity. Legislation aimed at preventing people from sharing, trading, or selling homegrown food as part of total homeland security takeover of all U.S. food and U.S. farms. Same thing's happening in Europe. The exact same system. Then by law, they won't allow you to know if GMO foods are in the stuff you buy at the store. Hardcore evil. And I couldn't even buy big league chew for my kids, you know, bubble gum, because it had aspartame now added. Every major sugar gum now with it added. Deadly brain damage. Every new assault the state launches against us is forced around increasing our dependence on Big Brother and making us destitute and unable to survive without welfare. People in the United Kingdom and the United States need to understand that their governments are malevolent and that their primary purpose is to obliterate the middle class by forcing them to become dependent on the state. This is war, folks, against you. As the cost of living soars, as tax hikes go through the roof, and as austerity fascism starts to bite, governments are now moving to prevent people from becoming self-sufficient, dashing the only hope of avoiding poverty for many. Allied with the march of green fascism, the economic crisis has been ruthlessly exploited by the elite to empower the state to wholly subjugate the people under the thumb of big government. Every step they take is about enriching themselves politically and financially while ensuring our only recourse is to beg for handouts in return for allowing ourselves to become slaves whose every action is controlled, cataloged, judged, and Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
We are going into classical bondage with a high-tech overlay And one of the most diabolical facets of this is the trillions of dollars spent on defense and security is now our economy. The majority of the new tuitions, the grants that are being funded in universities in the West and Japan as well, are for data mining, are for spying, are for running naked body scanners, are for controlling this. And then the government funds globalist companies that we then buy these systems from. And so they're making it where the only jobs you'll be able to get is in the control grid, either in the prison or working basically in the gulags. It's so horrible. Meanwhile, the third world has had its development blocked by the IMF and World Bank as part of their official policy. They're starving to death, begging to come here. The globalists then bring them here to drive down wages. They get them on the political plantation to vote for more socialism, more handouts. And they're trying to fully convert the military over to majority foreigner. And they put out this idea that Americans don't want to work. Only illegal aliens can do it. We've got to legalize them, give them free tuition, and then let them bring their families in. Here's Colin Powell promoting the new act that they are trying to attach the Immigration Act onto the defense budget that's set to be voted on as early as tomorrow. Here's that clip.
We have millions and millions of illegal immigrants in our country, undocumented individuals who are working, who are doing things we need done in this country. They're all over my house doing things whenever I call for repairs. I'm sure you've seen them at your house. We've got to find a way to bring these people out of the darkness and give them some kind of status. In the next few years, we will discover that between the ages of 15 and 64, the working ages of our people, most of those are going to be kept in that age group because of immigration and the children of immigrants. Whereas in other parts of the world, the age of the population is getting older and fewer people are working. So I'm telling you, and I'm telling all of my citizens around the country, is that immigration is what's keeping this country's lifeblood moving forward. They enrich our culture with every generation, and we have to find a way.
So he says, we're going to discover we don't have any children anymore because of liberalism, because of eugenics, because don't have a kid, it's horrible. Now, they won't let the third world develop. They block them through their official policies. Then they come here and turn us into a third world country. You understand that? And that's their program. That's their plan. That's their operation. And then they use these people as a weapon. And the DREAM Act is to make these people all members of the military. And I'm sorry, folks, you can see the statistics. The biggest recruiting centers for the military are not in the United States. They're in Eastern Europe, they're in the Philippines, they're in Mexico City. And this is the same British model of foreigners that can't even speak English ruling over us. You are the enemy. Remember in all the Homeland Security reports that have been leaked to us, it's focused on landowners, ranchers, farmers, business owners. They hate you. And the White House science czar has said they want a post-industrial United States. That is their goal. I know it's hard for people to believe and deal with, but it's the reality. We're going to go to break and come back and hit some more news in the first five-minute segment. Then Max Kaiser's coming on at 8 after joining us from France. Should be a lively and interesting discussion on the economy and a lot more. We've got a special that's just running for a week or so more. You get a copy of the Obama Deception showing you the globalist master plan and how he's their puppet, as well as the Republicans. Such an important film for everybody. You get this film, 1995. You get Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies hardcover, $24.95 book, absolutely free. But supplies are not going to last long. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the broadcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.